Amen. The part two that I want to talk about is the title is Never Give Up. And we all know that a lot of times we go through something or people will go through something and the first thing they want to do is just go ahead and give up on whatever it is. Rather be their careers, their jobs, a game, or whatever. Though that never happens at Pastor Don's girls softball team because that word never comes up. Never give up. But anyways, but we know that happens, right? Something happens in our lives, and first thing we want to do is give up. In churches, a lot of times that happens. Somebody gets to a disagreement or a difference of opinion about something, and the first thing you want to do is give up. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to leave the church. Okay? The church had nothing to do with your disagreement. But yet, that's what they do. They want to just go ahead and leave the church. And that happens a lot. And a lot of times, a lot of people, yeah, friends like, that's it, I'm out of here. I don't like race teaching. But a lot of times it happens. And a lot of times people think that, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. But they fail to look where they're standing. And they're actually standing on the greener grass. They're so focused on everything else that they don't realize that they are standing on greener grass. And I'll tell you what, if anybody's looking for the perfect church, you're not going to find it. You're not going to find it. I don't care where you go, where you're at, you're not ever, 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 ever going to find a perfect church because it's full of different people. I mean, look at this church. We got Puerto Ricans. We got Polacks. I mean, that combination in itself, right?
That's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, right? So we have a melting pot of people in here. So I guarantee you people are going to have differences of opinions on different matters, okay? So if you ever think that you're going to go and find a different church, good luck. You're not going to find it. You're going to have people that you're still going to have differences of opinions, and you're not going to agree on everything, okay? We agree on that?
Yeah.
Amen. Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if you do not give up. It says it right there. You will reap if we do not give up. You know? I'm going to show a video that I showed last time I was here. And this video is based on a true story. And it's called Never Give Up. And this video is based on this gentleman that practiced for months and probably even years to run this race. And he was set to be the favorite. He was the favorite to win the race. It was all hands down that this guy was going to win the race. Okay? And the reason why I use this video is because it illustrates a lot of things that we go through a lot of times. And that's why I kind of like the video. And this video actually grabbed it when we saw it at the Band of Brothers. And it really ministered to me on different aspects on how that applies to us nowadays in our walk with God. So this video, again, it's called Never Give Up. And those who saw it last time, you know what it's about. But this week it's going to have a different meaning. Amen.
troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. Raise me up to more than I can be.
Amen. Now, the last time, you know, that video I showed it was because about, it was running the race. And it was actually about a father's love. And how his father broke through security and nothing stopped his father from getting to his son. Right, to help his son out. Because he saw his son was going through something, he was in pain, right? And he wanted to be there for his son. As parents, you always want to make sure we're there for our kids, right? And anything happens to one of our kids, I mean, there's nothing stopping us from getting to our child, right? I mean, I've heard of stories of people picking up cars and moving whatever it is to get to their kid. You know, people jumping in the middle of the ocean because their kid fell overboard and they didn't care what was around. They just jumped in to make sure that they can save their son. And as parents, we do that. But this is about not giving up. In the video, it showed how even though he got that cramp or he tore whatever he tore on his leg, he went down for a second. And he was in pain. He was in severe pain. But there was nothing going to stop him from finishing, from getting to the finish line. Nothing. He didn't care about the crowd. He didn't stop to debate, you know, that's it, I'm done. You know, I'm not going to win this race. You know, it's pretty much over for me. You know what? I'm embarrassed. Look at everybody staring at me. He didn't care about any of that. That did not faze him from making sure that he got back up and kept on running. I mean, that a lot of times shows our walk. A lot of times when our walk, something happens, right? And we go down and it's painful. Whether it's a situation with a family member, whatever it is, it's very painful. And a lot of times, what do? We give up. You say, that's it. You know, I'm never going to get through him. I'm never going to get through her. She doesn't get me. He doesn't get me. You know, I'm going to give up. That's it. I'm done. I'm not going to keep trying. Right? And God doesn't want us to stop. Okay? God is always there. We got verse after verse that tells us how our Father is going to be there for us. Just like in the video, his Father was there for him. You saw that guy trying to stop him? He couldn't stop him. He got to his son. As a father, a parent, we encourage our kids to push forward to accomplish things, goals in life, to overcome obstacles, to never give up. Why? Because we love them just as our Father loves us and only wants the best for us. He doesn't want us to give up. In John 16:33, I told you these things so that you may, so in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Key word, in this world, you will. It doesn't say you might. You will. It's guaranteed. I mean, that's it. I mean, don't want to look at anybody else. You know, don't wonder, you know, maybe if I stay good and I keep doing this, nothing's going to happen. No, it's going to happen. It's guaranteed. In this world, you will have trouble. Okay? Nobody's perfect. We don't have the perfect family. Right? We don't have the perfect friends. We don't have the perfect job. Okay? Nothing's perfect. So because nothing is perfect, other than God, you will have trouble. You're going to have disagreements. You're going to have challenges. Okay? You're going to have obstacles. That's guaranteed. It says it. You will have trouble. Okay? So if you think that today, you know what? I'm going to wake up and everything is going to be great. That's when everything wrong happens. You get up, you realize that the light went out, your alarm clock is off by an hour. Now you're an hour late to work. You get out of the house, you get into the car, you have a flat. Okay? It happens. Okay? You're flying to work, there's an accident on the freeway. See, Alma knows about all this. I think it's happened. Okay? So, you know, everything just keeps happening. And then you get to your job and think, okay, that's it. I get to my job. Nobody's going to bother me. I'm just going to focus on what I got to do. And then your boss comes and says, you know what? I got this project I want you to work on. Okay? When's it due? By the end of the day. It happens. But there's a promise there. But take heart. I have overcome the world. So we have an assurance already. And God says, you know what? You will have trouble. But you know what? It's okay. I'm going to be there. I'm going to help you out. You know, don't give up. I'm going to be there. You are not the only one. Paul writes, 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, and I spent the whole day adrift at sea. Has anybody gone through any of that?
Yeah, Esther. He was only stoned once. Esther used to be stoned all the
So if you think you've had a rough day, or a rough week, or a rough year, you know, oh wow, 2017 was rough. Really? These are some of the things, these are just some of the things Paul went through, the Apostle Paul. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All 3 men thrown in fiery furnace by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. You guys have the story, right? They didn't want to bow down to their God, to their king, so they were thrown into the furnace to burn. And if you read the story, three went in, but there was a 4th person in there. I was the 4th person in that fire. I encourage you to read a story. So again, so if you think that you're the only one, start reading some of these scriptures and some of these stories at some of the things that these men went through. The story of Job, who lost everything. I mean everything. Yes. Oh, he didn't lose his wife.
That might have been the biggest thorn that he had to go through.
Oh. A lot of the men here are going like, oh, Pastor, you're on your own on that one. Amen. It says, but he didn't give up, and God restored everything back and some. Again, if you read a story, all right, it tells you how he lost everything. And he was one of the wealthiest men out there. And he lost everything. He didn't deny God. He didn't give up. And that's what we're talking about this morning is never give up. You don't give up. You know, because, I mean, reality, I mean, if we give up, I mean, there's stories here that people can share. I mean, you give up now to go back to what? To go back to what? To go back to drinking? Good luck. Okay, go back to doing drugs? Good luck. Because I guarantee you, half of the people that were with you doing all that, either in jail or dead. Or somewhere up and down Vernon, for those of you from Southwest Detroit. You know, so seriously, I mean, if you think of where we came from and what we were doing, do you want to give up and go back to that? I mean, if you think about it, you know, you might have thought you had a good life, but in reality, it was a disaster. You know, some of us really went through a hard, hard time, you know, and some of us because God allowed that, okay, so that we can nowadays go back and think, you know what, thank God of where I'm at now. You know, to appreciate what we have now. You know, because then you thought that you had everything, and you didn't. I thought I had everything. I had the money. I had the sports car. I had everything. I thought I was great. You know, I was cruising up and down Vernon in my sports car, going to clubs, partying, had lots of friends, money in my pocket, no worries. Right? Young, thought I had it all. So this is it. This is what life is all about. This is what it's supposed to be like. And then just like that, it all went downhill. Lost the car, lost the job, lost the money, lost the friends. Right? Almost lost my family at that point. So believe me, do I want to go back to that kind of life? No. Because, you know, a lot of times I thought, well, this is the way it's supposed to be. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to go out, spend some money, have a good time. The reality was, and I said this before, is I woke up with a hangover and broke. That's reality.
And no friends.
And no friends. That was reality. So where was the joy in that? Where was the happiness in that? So now the rest of the week, I'm scrounging around to get a couple of dollars for gas to go to work. That's the reality. So do I want to go back to that? No. None of us want to go back to that. Bob, you couldn't go back to Vernon anyways. Carnival Bar is there no longer. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blesses the man who remains steadfast under what?
Trial.
For when he has stood the what?
Test.
He will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. So we go back again. It remains steadfast under trial. So you will go through trials. The test. You'll be tested. I mean, it tells him in his word prior to that, it says, you will go through troubles. And here it says it again, under trial. Blessed the man who remains steadfast under trial. And who has stood the test. Here he goes again. We're going to go through stuff in life. That's guaranteed. But we serve an awesome God that when we go through those trials, it says, what? Remains steadfast. Thank you. Trusting in the Lord. Trusting in God. So when those times come, we can say, you know what, Lord? Here I am. Give me the strength. Give me the courage. Give me the wisdom. Give me the patience. Because a lot of times it's about patience, which I have none of. Okay? My wife contested that and my son contested that. I got zero patience, all right? And it's, I struggle with that. You know what? And I hope I'm not the only one. What's that?
Big zero.
Mine is zero, bro.
I've never heard so many amens.
Amen. It says right here, which God, but it says if we do that, he will receive the crown of life. I mean, isn't that awesome? That even though we are going through something, if we don't give up, and that's the key word, if we don't give up, and we remain steadfast, and we stand on God's promises, we have this promise for us, that we receive a crown of life. I mean, so it's something obtainable. You know, how many times when we were in the world, you know, what was it that we obtained? What was it? Really nothing. I go back to what? I obtained nothing. Next day I woke up broke, hungry, right? What a mean hangover. And no money to buy the aspirins. That's even worse. It says Romans chapter 12, verse 12 says this, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation. Be constant in what? In prayer. Why would that be there? Be constant in prayer. You're going to need it. I mean, that's why he tells us, rejoice in hope, be patient. Okay, be patient. Why would we want to be patient? We have to wait on the Lord. Thank you, Carmen. Carmen gets a star. We're all there, sister. We're all there. It says be patient because we have to wait on the Lord. Because when it comes time when we're going through those tribulations and we're going through, we have to learn to wait on the Lord. How many of us tried to do it on our own and succeeded? Hands went down real quick on that one. Everybody went like, yes, no. Right? Because when we try to do it on our own, we're not going to succeed. Right? Like the person that tells a lie to get out of something, now he's got to tell another lie to get out of that lie, and another lie to get out of that lie. Next thing you know, exactly. You know, after a while, it's like they don't even know what they said. They're clueless. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured onto our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Because God's love, remember the last time I taught, it was a Father's love. And it's because our Father's love for us. That just like in that marathon, that race that guy was running, Derek, his father was there the whole time, watching, just standing there, just watching, proud of his son, you know, trained so hard for this race, just like we do. Every single day we train. How do we train? Reading our word, fasting, fellowship, prayer, you know, listen to the praise and worship. And I love doing that. When I'm going to do a teaching, my wife knows, I put on my wireless headphones. It's not because I don't want to hear her say anything. It's just because. All right? It's because I zone out. I put my headphones on, and I put on some praise and worship music, and I just get into the Holy Spirit, you know, and it does something. You know, I listen to some nice praise and worship music, and it just puts me, you know, at a level. It's like, okay, you know, like, what do you want me to say, Lord? What is it you want to say? You know what? And a lot of times it's just like, you know, at first, sometimes I won't have anything to say. And like, you know, while I'm racking my brains, what am I going to put down? You know, and a lot of times like, well, it's not me that's putting anything down. You know what? I need to stop thinking that way. You know, I'm not going to say anything. God's going to speak. So, Lord, what is it that you want to say? So I'll listen to some praise and worship, and I'll just close my eyes, and sometimes I have tears coming down my face because the lyrics or the music is just penetrating, right? And it ministers. Even when we get so down and think we can't make it, think of John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you to your remembrance all that I said to you. And the key word there is, but the helper. So when you think that you want to give up because things are just going so bad, that's the time when you get to our knees or you find that quiet place when you just start talking to God and says, God, you know what? I'm going through this hard time right now. I'm going through this and I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. I just don't know what to do. But the helper, the Holy Spirit. And he will send a Holy Spirit to help you. Because it's through the Holy Spirit that we can go ahead and keep moving forward. Just like that guy, Derek, I'm running. He got up. He was in pain. And how many of us a lot of times are in pain, spiritual pain? I mean, where, you know, the enemy has just like thrown everything he has at us. And we just don't see a way out. We look around, it's like four black walls. We don't think there's a way out. All right? Because there's four walls. But then all of a sudden, he sends the Holy Spirit. And from the top of those four walls, he reaches down and picks you up. You know? It says, don't give up. What if David said, and I thought about you, Roger, because I know you were coming back. No questions. What if David said, he is too big, I can't win? What if Paul said, I give up, I won't no more? What if Gideon, and I love the story about Gideon, I use this story a lot, I love that story. What if Gideon didn't stay strong and trusted in the Lord? He never would have seen just 300 men defeat thousands. 300 men, just 300 men. It wasn't 300 men, it was God's power. But it only took 300 men to defeat thousands. What if Gideon would have said, Lord, this is impossible. There's no way we can win this. Lord, I know you're powerful, but really? There's thousands of them. And I just got 300. Got something?
I was just thinking of that. Recently, well, I've been going through a lot of stuff, and it's true what you say about God sending the Holy Spirit as your helper to trust in him through the times of tribulations and the troubles that come your way. It's funny because I've been going through some stuff, and at one time it was like I got angry, and I did let the enemy win, and I got angry and took down all my Christmas tree, took down my Christmas lights after I put them up after a week. Took them all down because I was angry, and then I had to I got into my word, and God had to remind me that in the times that we are going to have trouble. He never said we weren't going to have trouble, but then where is my faith going to get built up if I don't trust in that? And not only that, like you said, what if I don't fight for my future, which are my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren to come? What are they going to have to stand on? What evidence are they going to have of what God can do in the times of troubles and the times of things where we think that there is no way out? And I'm so thankful that every time, and that's what keeps me, my faith just going, is that every time that I feel that there is no way out, how is this going to work out? And I do tell the, I'm pretty blunt and honest with the Lord about everything. I yell and I scream, and I was like, I don't see a way out. I don't know how you're going to fix this. I don't know how you're going to get glorified in this or this or that, you know. And it never fails that he always gives me a way out, or he always shows a light for me to say, look what I'm still, this might be messed up here, but look what I'm doing here. Take your focus off of this and give me praise and honor for this, for I'm Amen. Still working at for you, you know. And yeah, I think that's for this year and last year, that's just like, that's what keeps me going, is to see the things that God is doing. Amen. Not the things that are falling apart or the things that have been taken away or something that I feel that fear of, but to trust in him through the time of my troubles. And just get into prayer. Reach out to your leadership. Reach out to your friends. Reach out to the people in the Word, and and just get prayer. Don't hold back and just hope and just let it out. I mean, we all fear something. Something always comes and tries to knock us down. And you know what? But God is always there. He is so faithful. If we just stop and look back and say, I don't see this working here, Lord. I don't always tell him, Lord, you see the bigger picture. I'm looking through a peephole. I don't see nothing but what's coming through that little peephole, but you see everything. Yeah. And I have to praise him every day and tell him, let me understand that it's not, your ways are better than my ways. You know, your understandings are, I will never understand how you're doing this, but I do give him praise because he is always on time and he always gives you that hope to keep looking forward on to him. So I give him all praise and honor.
Amen. Amen. That's what it's all about. You know, don't give up. I mean, because a lot of times when we give up, we don't realize that our giving up doesn't just affect you. It might affect somebody next to you. You know? I mean, if we just say, you know what, that's it, I'm done. And somebody's saying, you know what, I'm looking at Fred, you know, and Fred's the kind of guy, and I see him going to church, and I see him involved, I see him doing everything, you know what, I want to be like Fred, and Fred gives up. Where does that leave him? Where does that leave that person that was looking at Fred? Maybe he's just new in the church, you know, and doesn't know exactly what's going on, but he sees this one person that's moving forward. It's, you know, taking those steps. And, yeah, I see Fred going through something, but he's moving on. Then all of a sudden, Fred gives up. It can be devastating to somebody's life. But you know what? Like Carmen said, we have the Lord to always be there for us. He's always there. In the hardest time, in the thickest time, in the darkest time, I don't care what kind of time. He's always, always, always there. It says, yeah, it's hard sometimes, but our strength is in the Lord. We serve a powerful God. Don't give up. Psalms 147, verse 5. It says, great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. Job 9:4. For God is so wise and so mighty. He knows when we are weak. He knows that you are going through a tough time. He knows that it's hard to keep going. He knows people don't want to hear you. He knows. He went through it. He went through it. He was flesh down here. He knew what it was to go through hunger. He knew what it was to have people lie to him. He knew what it was to people deny him. He knew what it was to have people not listen to him. He knew what it was to have people spit at him and taunt him. He knew what it was to have people give his back to him. He knew what it was to go through a hard time. Everything there he went through as a human being to show us that, you know what? Yeah, you're going to have hard times. I went through it. But you know what? My Father, because he always gives everything to his Father, my Father is there for me. Our Father is there for us. Don't give up. The race is not a sprint race. It's a marathon. Isaiah 40, 28-31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. So when you feel weak, he gives you strength. When you think that nobody's watching, God is watching. When you think nobody's going to help you, God is going to help you. When you think all hope is gone, God gives you hope. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. I mean, this is seeking the Lord. This is what he is. He's powerful. There's absolutely nothing in this world that can stop him from getting to you. Just like that father ran. He ran to his son to be there for his son. Our Lord runs. You know, what is it that you want? What do you need? He knows what we want and what we need. He just wants us to reach out to him and say, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I cannot do this on my own. I need you. I need your help. I need your strength. I need your courage. And I'll finish up with this video that I have.
Hear this, an almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful God is sitting in heaven waiting to hear from you. David says that he has his hand cupped behind his ear, listening for his children to ask him for great and mighty things that we know not. He's listening for us to pull down the strongholds of addictions that enslave our families, to pull down the strongholds of abortion and pornography, to pull down the demonic forces that are destroying the government of the United States. So what does he hear from our lips? Oh God, watch over the parakeet and water the grass. Let me tell you something. When you walk through these doors and you lift your hands to pray, I want you to remember that you're talking to Almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful God, the creator of heaven and earth. The blast of his nostrils can split the cedars of Lebanon. He holds the seven seas in the palms of his hand. He weighs the mountains in a scale and the hills in the balance. You can ask him for things so staggering, so big, that God slides out of his chair and sits on the edge and says to the angels, did you hear what he said? Asking for things that are impossible, because with God nothing is impossible. Ask him to defeat the giants in your life, because our God is a giant killer. Ask him to divide the sea before you and to bury Pharaoh and watch him turn your enemies into fish food. Ask him to send fire from heaven as he did for Elijah, and he will. Ask him to walk with you in the fire of the fiery furnace and be the fourth man in the fire, and he will. He said you will walk through the fire and the fire will not burn you. You will walk through the water and the water will not drown you. Ask him. He's the God who cannot fail. He's waiting to show you great and mighty things. Ask him. Pray, pray, pray. God in heaven wants you to have that power. You are made in the image of God. God is not a statue. He speaks, he thinks, he talks, he feels our infirmities. He answers our prayer. He's alive. He's Jehovah Shammah, the God who is there. He's Jehovah Nissi, the Lord who is our banner. He's Jehovah Shalom, the God our peace. Pray. God is in heaven saying, what do you need? Do you need healing? Ask in faith, believing, and I will give it. Do you need supernatural wisdom to make a tough decision? Ask of me, and I will lead you in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Do you need peace that surpasses understanding? Ask, for nothing is impossible to those that believe. No good thing will he withhold from those that diligently seeking. Do you need the impossible? Then open your mouth. Open your mouth in faith, believing. You're not talking to the President of the United States. You're not talking to Bill Gates. Both of them together can't control their next breath. You're talking to the creator of heaven and earth. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He uses gold for asphalt on the streets of heaven. He moves mountains. He divides seas. He'll give you wells you didn't dig, vineyards you didn't plant, houses you didn't build. He will make you the head and not the tail, because nothing is impossible to you.
Amen. I mean, that is powerful, amen. But you know what? That's the God we serve. That is the God we serve. Okay, so when you think things are going through tough, okay, don't give up. Because you serve a powerful God. So when you think things are getting too tough, remember, you serve a powerful God. So when you think that God can't heal you, you know what? Rebuke the devil. Say, God can heal me. Amen. 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 Don't give up. Amen. We have a crown that's waiting for every single one of us. It has your name on it. It has your name. Kim, this is yours. Bob, here's yours. Sandra, here's yours. Beth, here's yours. Okay? Just don't give up. And we have each one of us a crown waiting for us. Remember, we serve a powerful and mighty God. Amen. So let's go downstairs and just get this service started. Amen. Amen. Amen.